So, David Smith talking about the teachers not having experience and the transmission of a heart-to-heart relationship spread over years of training. There was a question answers transcription in Shabda, I think in December last year. And it was a question answers between the preceptors, public preceptors, I think, and Bhante. And I'm just going to quote some of that. So Parami asks the question, "Yesterday, when we met, we talked about the concept of lineage. You said that you felt that there is definitely a transmission that happens at ordination, and that something has come through you to us as a college, and that we continue that. Could you say more about that, please?" So this is Parami asking Bhante about the transmission that happens at ordination. And Bhante has a sort of threefold lineage, which he then expounds. Well, I would say that there is a sort of threefold lineage. There is a lineage of teaching, because in the FWO we have our own approach to the Dharma, which has been determined mainly by the books that I've written and the talks that I've given and so on. There is the tradition of a certain way of teaching the Dharma and a certain view of the Dharma. That is the lineage of teaching, which one keeps alive by study, and especially study of my own writings. Then there's the lineage of practice. That is to say, all the practices I have taught, the mindfulness of breathing, the metta bhavana, and the various sadhanas, the six element practice, reflections on the nidanas and so forth. And of course, one could say that into that stream, into that lineage, may have entered certain emphases given by certain leading order members. So that is the lineage of practice, which is kept up obviously by practice and by the handing on of different practices to succeeding generations. And then there is what I call the lineage of inspiration, because from me to others, and from others yet to others, there flows, one might say, something which isn't just the teachings, and it isn't just the practice. There is something above and beyond that which is communicated personally, and which I know many people experience at the time of their private ordination. This lineage of inspiration can only be communicated by personal contact, and that is why, in connection with the private preceptor and the private ordination, that personal element is so important. I've heard that at the moment of the private ordination, something happens. People say, very many of them say, it's as though something was transmitted. So I'm kind of assuming that does fit everybody's experience in this room, that something was transmitted at their private ordination. Certainly that happened in my experience. Sangha Devi, who was my preceptor, said, when I said to her later, I said, "I'm sorry, I cried all the way through that." And she said, "Only very gently, Sadhanandi." And my experience was that more and more aspects of my life just gradually came into the room as I was receiving my ordination, as if all the years that I'd been working towards it gradually filled up the whole room until all parts of me received that ordination and was ordained. It also started a whole process in me where I was very, very alive to the Dharma, I suppose, which I'll say a bit more about later. But I do think it's a very, very special time for us, the time of private ordination. We're often very receptive and we are very alive. And I remember Samatha asking me, one of my Kalyan Mitras, she said to me, "Are you a stream entrant?" And I said, "I don't think so." And I said, "I don't think so because I don't confess every time I do something, you know, I feel is unethical." And she said, "Yes, but even so," like that, and we left it open. And it was lovely to be asked that question, and I sort of knew what she meant, because there was a great momentum in me, and surely that's all it is. I mean, a stream entrant is simply just having a lot of momentum behind them. And years later, when I was studying with Ratnaguna, he was sort of teaching us a bit about a particular sutta, which is describing the nature of weakening the fetters. And it is possible for periods of your life to be completely free of the first three fetters. So maybe during that time that's what was happening for me. And I suppose it would be only over time we'd learn whether that I kept that momentum going or not, really. But maybe at that moment I was free of the first three fetters.